We are learning the sixth parak, we're up to Mishnah Gimel in Perkei Avos. Salomin Mechavero, Perak Echad. A person teaches another an entire chapter of something, or for that matter, a halacha achas, o pasuk echad, o dibur echad, afil os achas. If you teach or are taught one thing, even a letter, which could mean, for example, a drusha based on a letter, like why is there a vav over here, or sometimes certain letters are interchangeable. Sarach lin hog bo kavod. You have to give that person kavod, you have to treat them with respect because they taught you not only one thing, but as we know, it's very possible that based on the one thing that you learned, you can now build upon it and learn other things. It could open up many doors in your mind to be able to learn different ideas. Shekein metzinu b'David melech Yisrael. We find this even when it came to a king, when it came to David HaMelech. Sholamed mi'achitayv el shnei devarim b'vad. He only learned a couple things. Nonetheless, he still called this man Achitofel his teacher. We call Rabbo Alufa Miado Shnemariata Enosh Kirchi, that you're a man of great measure of rank. Alufa Miyadi, you're my not person who I look up to and I show respect and honor to. And Mesechtas Kala brings down what were the two things that Achitofel taught David. First of all, that when it comes to learning Torah, you should not do it by himself. Rather, you should learn with a companion. And the second thing brought down that was taught to David was that when one goes into the Beis HaKnesses, one should do so with vigor, also with eima of a charada, with a certain level of fear and trepidation. If you think about this, this is not just any simple person. And ma David melech Yisrael sholomad miachitayfel el shnei devarim b'vad. Even though we're dealing with a great man, a person who he himself deserves a tremendous amount of kavod, and maybe you would think, so what, that I learned a couple things from this person. I'm not going to show him respect, but David did. Koru rabo alufo miado. Not only did he show him respect, he called him his teacher. So lomin mechavero. Even if you learn from one little thing, one letter, one word, alachas kama kama, you know, we're not kings, so all the more so should sarachlin hogbo kavod. We certainly have to show respect to those individuals. Now, even though that's how it's explained in the Kahati, some just simply explain you have to show respect to even, let's say, your nursery teacher that taught you your ABCs or your alphabets, because again, that's how you're able to continue to learn based on that foundation. And the Ein Kavod El Torah, there's no honor that one receives except through the Torah knowledge that they acquire. Shnemar Kavod Chachamim Yinchalu, that when it comes to the sages, they inherit Kavod, they receive Kavod. So the Chacham gives to one of his Talmidim something in which will give them such skills and such abilities, so therefore you have to show respect to them. But tamimim yinchalu tov, and those who are tamim, those who are perfect, they will inherit that which is good. The ein tov el Torah, when it says the word tov, it's referring to Torah. Some also explain that one of Moshe Rabbeinu's names was Tov or Tuvia. The Ein Tov within him was El Torah. He was completely embodied. It was only Torah in him. But we know that when it says Tov in other places, referring to Torah, Shnemar, Ki Lekach Tov Nosatil Chem Tirasa Tazovu, that Hashem has given us this wonderful gift, this Lekach Tov, which is Torah, Simai Torah, Al Tazovu, do not forsake it. And therefore he says that because it's a Lekach Tov, this is something which is such a great thing, which is referring to Torah, by giving over this information to another person, or to your, that you receive this knowledge, then you have to show respect to that person.